Proclamation number 7240 of 27th of December, 1958. Life and death. Movement. Activity. Sleep. Life is activity, inactivity is death. And thus you also know that a lack of strength belongs to the state of death, because strength alone brings forth activity. For strength emanates from me, from the spirit which is constantly active, which does not rest for a moment because rest, thus inactivity, contradicts my fundamental nature. My nature is love, and love is strength. And thus I myself am both the strength and the original source of strength. And thus perpetual life must emanate from me, something that never rests, which is likewise active, thus, lives. Where there is life, there is no longer a solidified state to be observed. Where there is life, there is movement, drive and constant emergence of new creations, no matter whether in miniature or on a large scale, for power expresses itself in the emergence of new things. Life expresses itself in that it constantly gives birth to new life. And how is life recognizable? But only in constant movement, while the dead state expresses itself as torpor, as immobility and impotence. So now you also understand that in the spiritual kingdom one cannot speak of a blessed rest, of a state of inactivity, which at the same time is supposed to be a state of bliss. What is blissful in the spiritual kingdom is in the midst of life, it is in the midst of activity which you humans cannot imagine but which never corresponds to a concept of rest. Because then the being gratifying strength would be ineffective and this would violate the primal law of divine order if a strength without resistance was not allowed to work. However, restlessness is not to be confused with life. A state of disharmonious zeal, a constant chasing around, which is certainly also constant movement, but not a happy state of right living. A just measure is always necessary so that divine order can be spoken of, and this just measure is observed by every being which receives the strength from me myself in the state of life in order to then also be able to be active accordingly. A being which receives strength would be wretched if it could not use this strength according to its will, which, however, always coincides with my will. And since my will is constant new creations, the same will is also present in the blissful being, and thus it participates in creating or shaping works of creation of all kinds, always in accordance with the degree of its strength. And this activity gives it utmost happiness and bliss, and it spurs it on ever more to utilize the strength. Because such a being is full of love and also knows what everything that comes forth through my and its creator's will is for. Love is strength, and love does not rest because it constantly wants to make people happy. Nor does love allow the being to fall back into a state of torpor, for the strength of love flows through the being with such force that it is driven into action and uses itself wherever it is needed. Where there is torpor which should be awakened to life again, because life alone is bliss. It is a misconception that the dead rest. They can only be powerless and weak, and then they can also be called wretched. But if they only possess small degrees of strength, they also live and are active, for this is the law that strength does not rest but constantly generates new life and that everything living becomes active again according to the primal law of eternity. However, the nature of the activity in the spiritual kingdom cannot be presented to you humans, Only one thing is certain, that you may not imagine a state of rest which is always only regrettable when a being is in this state. But then helpers will very soon arrive who will not rest until that being also starts to become active and is thus awakened to life. Only someone who resists the divine strength of love remains in the state of death, because my strength of love does not force and resistance cancels out its effect. But then the state of rest is never a state of bliss but a state of darkness and torment and therefore never worth striving for. I have come into the world to give back to the dead the life it once possessed and carelessly gave away. I have brought back life to this dead man. So you can all attain life, but you have to want it. You have to want to escape the state of death and see your bliss in activity again and strive to attain it. And you will soon awaken to life through Jesus Christ and then never lose this life again. Amen.